Now, in the summer of 2010, an 8-year-old boy from Wilmington in Kent was quite sad because he was missing his grandmother, who died the year before of bowel cancer. But he wanted to do something to remember her by. Also, he wanted to help save other people from the illness. So he decided to raise some money. And how he was going to do it was walking all the way from Wembley Stadium to West Ham. 3 walks, a number of awards, and over £100,000 later. And he's busy organising a celebrity football match next Saturday at the Brentwood Centre. But I'm absolutely delighted that he's taken time out to pop in to Phoenix for a chat along with his mum. Jonjo Hewerman, good morning to you, Jonjo.
Morning.
And also mum, as I say, Donna is here. Hello to you, mum. Hello. Oh, hang on, mum. You're very quiet there. We did all our checks and everything. You were all right just now. Hello, mum?
Hello.
No, we can't hear you. Oh, dear. But Jonjo is Jonjo we want to speak to. We don't worry about mum, do we? No, I don't mean it. Look, thank you so much for popping in this morning. We'll talk in a moment about your amazing charity work. Also, next weekend's match. Before we do that, though, Jonjo, do tell me just a little bit about your nanny. Presumably, you've got loads of happy memories of her.
Well, yeah, she was one of those people who would help you through anything to make it right. Every time I played football and I either scored a goal or got man of the match, I would find a pound under my bedroom pillow.
And that was down to your nanny?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. That's brilliant stuff. And she passed away back in 2009, so you were quite young at the time.
Yeah.
And it was also, it was bowel cancer that took her, and it was also bowel cancer that took your hero, Bobby Moore.
Yeah.
What does Bobby mean to you? Why is he your hero? Because about 20 years ago he went now, wasn't it? It was before you were born.
The reason why he's one of my heroes is because that I support West Ham, and my dad taught me about him, and the more video I watched of him, I thought he was an excellent footballer, and I wanted to follow his footsteps.
Right. Well, let's go back 3 years. You were just 8 at the time, as I say. Your sister, Megan, she'd already raised a lot of money for charity in memory of your nanny. Is that where you got the idea from? Because Megan was doing this?
Yes, it was. She raised £10,000 for the Another Lions Hospice to thank them for their job. And I decided I wanted to do some fundraising events for Bobby Moore and my nan. And I chose the Bobby Moore Fund to raise money for.
So you already knew that Bobby had died of the same illness?
Yeah.
And that there was this fund, which is specifically for research into bowel cancer, isn't it?
Yes.
Because there's obviously lots and lots of different types of cancer. So did you realise straight away what you wanted to do, that you wanted to walk between the two places that obviously Bobby was so famous for playing at? Was it an obvious thing that's what you thought about, or did you have to think, well, what can I do to raise some money?
Well, I thought of it when my sister did a sponsored walk, only a small one, and I was thinking, as he was an England captain and a West Ham player, I decided I wanted to walk from Wembley Stadium to West Ham. And my mum says that she's no good at directions, and she said they must be really close together as they're in London. Turns out they were 23 miles distance.
Mum, I worked out I hadn't got your mic switched on. It's disgraceful, isn't it? So we should be able to hear you now.
Okay.
What do you make of that?
What can you say?
23 miles is quite a long way by anybody's standards. So you set off. This was 2010 when you first thought of it, and it was February 2011, wasn't it, when you actually set off and did it? And you had a couple of very special people at Wembley to wave you off.
Yeah, people such as Trevor Brooking and Stephanie Moore. They were
Stephanie's Bobby's widow.
Yeah, they were very nice to me. The last year, Stephanie wasn't at Wembley because she was
on holiday.
Yeah, she was on holiday, and she congratulated me after finishing it.
So when you did it that first time, 23 miles right across London, how long did that take you?
It took me 3 days.
And you timed it that you arrived at Upton Park in time for a match against Liverpool, wasn't it?
Yes.
And what happened when you got to the stadium?
Well, I walked on and they said I could do a lap around the pitch.
Right.
And
this was the stadium full of all the fans waiting for the match.
36,000 of them, and I walked around for a lap, and everyone was clapping. It was very good. It gave me a lot of support, and it encouraged me to go on further.
So how did you feel about that? That must have felt sort of almost unreal.
Yeah, I never ever thought of going onto the West Ham pitch after my walk. Without the help of West Ham, I mean, they've done a lot to help out.
And Donna, you were there at the time as well, I guess, were you?
It was quite emotional because it wasn't planned. And
can you get just nice into the mic?
It wasn't planned, and they were playing Liverpool, and when you reached the away end, the Liverpool supporters started to sing "You'll Never Walk Alone."
Wow,
and it still sort of gets me
gives
now.
You. I know, I'm the same. It does sort of give you a bit of a lump, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Amazing stuff. And that first walk, how much did you raise then?
Well, in the first walk, I managed to raise £20,000 in 3 days.
That is incredible stuff. Now, did you... That must have been sort of beyond your wildest expectations, mustn't it? I mean, you presumably expected you might raise a few thousand. That would have been good going. But £20,000...
Well, before I even done any of the walks, my target was £10,000 to raise money, and I'd just done it in under 3 days. I mean, £20,000, that's double the amount I was hoping for.
Donna, what do you think? It was Linda, wasn't it?
Yes,
Jonjo's nanny, which was... she wasn't your mother, was
no,
she?
No, she was my mother-in-law.
What do you think she would have made of this?
She was incredibly proud of her grandchildren, so she would be unbelievably proud now.
Mm-hmm. And once you'd done this and you'd got this standing ovation, and there must have been, you know, probably not a lot of dry eyes in the stadium, as it were, did you know straight away that I've got to do more of this, I've got to do another walk?
Yeah, for all the support that I got on my first walk, it encouraged me to do another one, and even that helped out. And I decided to do a 66-mile walk, as it was 20 years since Bobby Moore passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that England won the World Cup in 1966.
Of course.
So I decided to walk 66 miles in 6 days.
Wow. And that was that in the started in the opposite direction, did it, from West Ham?
It was from West Ham to Wembley and then back.
So, right, wow, that's incredible. And presumably it took in a lot of London.
Mm.
And how long did that take you?
It took me 6 days, which covered all the bridges in London. We all walked over them.
Yeah.
And loads of people joined in along the way. It was really good.
And you actually involved the rest of the whole of the Football League, didn't you, in this?
Yeah, 92 football clubs, starting from Empire League 2 up to the Barclays Premier League.
How did they get involved? They obviously supported you and publicised what you were doing. But there was something more than that, wasn't there?
Well, I started to advertise my 2013 walk, and I decided to do a football tag, and that is where people walk from stadium to stadium collecting captain's armbands. And that was very good. We got 92 armbands signed by every captain of the club.
That is incredible. I guess the way you do it is you just ask, don't you? If you don't ask, you don't get in life. Mm. And you do ask, and you obviously seem to get. Jonjo, it is an amazing story. We do need to take a quick break. Do stick around, please, and tell us about this celebrity football match, because it's happening next Saturday in Brentwood at the Brentwood Centre. So very much looking forward to finding out about that. Also, I know you've got other things planned. You've already started thinking about what you want to do next year, which sounds really exciting. So loads more to talk about in just a moment. And I'm chatting with a prolific fundraiser for Cancer Research UK. He's already walked twice between Wembley Stadium and West Ham. In fact, he's done it more than twice, because the last time he did it there and back. And it's all in memory of his hero, the great Bobby Moore, as well as his grandmother, both of whom were lost to bowel cancer. He's received numerous awards, including the Diana Champion Fundraiser and the Spirit of London's National Fundraiser of the Year. And he is just 11 years old. Jonjo, as well as all of that, you wrote to the Queen, didn't you?
Yeah, I wrote her last year to ask if Bobby Moore could turn into a sir. But sadly, she said no, because he has to be knighted himself. He can't be. So he can't be knighted at all, because he's dead.
And I thought he was. I was amazed when your mum was telling me in the break that that he wasn't Sir Bobby Moore. I thought he was. Maybe it's one of those things that everybody just assumed that he should have been, and he wasn't. But well done for trying there. Now, we've been saying that as well as the walks, and as if all of that isn't enough, you're organising a charity football match next Saturday. It's going to be taking place here at the Brentwood Centre. Tell us about that. Who are the teams going to be in that?
Well, it's going to be on August the 3rd. The teams are going to be... I've created a team called John Doe's 11, and it's where there's ex-footballers and some of my friends are going to be playing in. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be against Once Upon a Smile. And they are a team that have celebrities in, and that's going to be a really big game. And afterwards, we're going to have a kids' game where we're going to reenact England versus Germany. And as you know, I'm going to be wearing number 6 for England.
So you're going to be on the England side. Not really a big surprise there. Number 6. What's the significance of number 6? Do I have to ask?
Well, I like number 6, and no one else is allowed to wear it.
And it was Bobby's number, wasn't
Bobby's
it?
Bobby's number.
Oh, yeah. Just a minor detail. and you're going to have some German children over. Who's going to play on the German?
They're not German children, they're local people to play.
But right.
Nobody wants to play in the German side, they want to be in the England side. So it's
I think we've got a full team.
We have got a team.
Yeah.
Okay, and what ages is this for?
It's up to about 10 to 12, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And have you got the teams together already?
Yeah, I guess. We've got, in the first half, we're going to have like 8 to 9. And then we're going to have 10 to 12 in the second half.
Right. So if anybody's listening and thinking, oh, I'd love to take part in that, it's a bit too late, is it now?
Well, they could.
If they turn up on the day,
they might be lucky.
No.
Right. Okay. And is it just boys?
No, it's not really. Boys and girls, if they want to play.
Okay. So it's open to everybody.
Yeah.
And I guess people should let you know in advance, should they, or can they just turn up on the day and maybe join in?
Yeah.
It's going to be fairly fun and relaxed, is it? And it's not just going to be the two matches, because obviously you've got the charity match, but also you're going to have, obviously, as you're saying, the England v Germany as well. When you say that's a reenactment, do you already know the score in advance?
4-1.
I think we need to have a word with the referee, I think.
No!
This sounds absolutely intriguing. You're recreating a match that took place.
They think it's all over.
No, where's the ref?
Great stuff. Now, tell us about some of the famous people you have met. You wrote to the Queen and you got a letter from the Queen, and you also got in touch with David Cameron. How did that come about?
Well, it was in Spirit of London, and every Spirit of London top 3 can go over to Downing Street for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And well, after David Cameron done the Leveson inquiry, he came to Downing Street to welcome everyone.
Right.
And I talked to him about my fundraising, and he was intrigued. He liked it. And I managed to get some photos of him. So.
And he's a bit of a football supporter as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not the right claret and blue. He's Aston Villa.
It's the same colours, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you have anything to say about that?
Well, I didn't mind because, well, it's claret and blue, so.
It's the right colours, just slightly the wrong team, but never mind. Listen, we need to take another break there, Jonjo. Do come back and talk about how people can support you, because what this is all about, obviously, is raising money for Cancer Research UK, in particular the Bobby Moore Fund, which looks into finding a cure, I guess, for bowel cancer, which sadly took Bobby and also took your nanny as well. And she was quite young, wasn't she? She was only about 60.
She's only about 60, yeah.
So that's no age at all. And really, the idea, I suppose, is that you want people not to have to go the same way that they did. Two people who are obviously very, very special to you. I also want to talk about your next challenge, which is going to involve you doing something rather special across the whole of South Essex and East London as well. Jonjo Joe Hillman is with me, along with his mum, Donna. Also, we've got Sue, actually. She hasn't said anything this morning, but Sue's here as well, supporting from Cancer Research UK. She's a tireless campaigner for the charity locally. But John Joe is the main person here this morning, talking about his amazing charity fundraising for the Bobby Moore Fund of Cancer Research UK, which is in memory of both his hero and also his nanny, both of whom had bowel cancer. Now, John Joe, you were telling us before the break about this celebrity match you've got coming up next week in Brentwood, but you're already thinking way beyond that to next February and your next challenge. What's that going to involve?
Well, it's a football dribble, and it's from Southend all the way to Upton Park, which is 50 miles.
You're not going to go directly, are you, on the quickest route with that? That'd be far too easy.
I think me and my mum were discussing if we're going to go right through Essex.
No, we're going through 11 towns so far we've included in the loop. It's a bit of a horseshoe to get to from Southend to Upton Park.
Is this from Roots Hall Stadium that you're going?
Yes.
Right. And why are you picking Southend? Because Bobby Moore had connections there as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
What was that? What were they?
He was a manager there.
Yeah, he was one of the managers before he died.
So it's a dribble. And is it just going to be you? I mean, you're going to be doing the whole of the 50 miles. You're going to be dribbling for the whole of the 50 miles.
It's not just me. I mean, people can join in. We've got two footballs, so someone else could join in.
I hope you don't lose them.
No, we won't.
Actually, get another one if you
That's
do.
That's why I'm sure they won't take
that. And one of the places that you're going to be taking in is Barking, is that right?
Yeah, that's where Bobby Moore used to live.
Right, and you're going to be going past the house where he was born, is that right?
Yes.
Wow, and also where he went to school. Mm. Now, you're asking other people to get involved as well, whether as part of a team, a junior team, or then get involved on their own?
Yes.
So what's the idea of that, that people will join you maybe in their town or part of the route and dribble with you for a couple of miles?
Yeah.
That is incredible to think of, 50 miles of dribbling. Do you know how long it's going to take? Have you any idea?
I think we were estimating 10 miles a day otherwise. I mean, it does get incredibly tired.
10 miles a day?
Yeah. I mean, when we did our 66-mile walk, I had to do 11 miles for a week.
Yeah, and he does. I mean, but he does have a lot of
social... They can be worn out just to think of it.
He has a lot of support on social networking, so he was getting lots of messages of encouragement, but it really does tire him. That's why we encourage people to get involved and join in. Yeah.
Wow, and you must have had thousands of people joining you in various ways, whether giving you money or joining in with the walks and things over the years. And you want to take this international, don't you?
Yes.
He would like to walk in America at some point, but the problem being is getting...
It's a lot of money.
And he doesn't want to take the money out of the charity, so the only way we could do that is actually if we got sponsorship. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that will be possible. I'm sure there'll be some company that would absolutely love to sponsor what you're doing. John Joe and Donna, it's been absolutely amazing chatting with you both this morning. Thank you so much for popping in to see us at Phoenix. Before you go, do tell us, John Joe, what is the best way if people want to support you and obviously help raise more money to fight bowel cancer? That is what it's all about at the end of the day. Presumably the best thing to do is have a look at your website, is it?
If they want to support me, they can go onto my Facebook or Twitter, John Joe Human.
How do you spell human?
H-U-E-R-M-A-N.
Right.
And I've got my website as well, www.fernannyandbobby.com.
fernannyandbobby.com. That is absolutely brilliant. Got the Twitter and the Facebook. Just put your name in and people will be able to find you as well. Mm. And you're going to be in Brentwood High Street in a little while. That's what you're doing in Brentwood today, apart from coming in to talk to us.
Yeah.
And that's to talk about the match next week, is it?
Yeah.
And give out some flyers and things for that. Fantastic. Thank you both so much. Just actually one more question to you, John Doe. I'm sort of burning on my mind here. Do you get time to go to school?
Yeah, I do.
Everything he does in all his charity works in half term or school holidays. So Yeah, so he does.
And you know what? You are such a nice guy. You know,
thanks.
You could, if you came in here and your head hardly got through the door and you were really full of yourself, I wouldn't blame you. But you're really humble with it, and that is absolutely tremendous. It's been amazing to meet you both. Going to play a very, very special song now. Who wants to introduce this, Donna or John Joe? Who wants to talk about this song?
You. Okay, we had a limousine pull up for Nanny's 60th birthday, and we threw open the door and this song was playing.
Tina Turner there. Very, very special reason we played that song. John Joe's Nanny, her 60th birthday. That was played for her by surprise. There was a limousine waiting for her, and it was one of her favourite songs. And sadly, she passed away not too long afterwards. It also is very appropriate for John Joe as well, because he is absolutely amazing. He's really going to go places. He's 11 years of age. If you missed my interview, or if you want to listen to it again, if you want to tell your friends about it, I will put it up on the website a little bit later on, phoenixfm.com. Follow the links through programs to the Feel Good Saturday, and it will all be up there.